76 million Americans are baby boomers, people born after soldiers returned home from World War II. And this year, the oldest baby boomers turned 60. People over 50 have three-quarters of $1 trillion in spending power. Traditionally, companies have marketed to a younger demographic to establish brand loyalty. They are now trying to tap into the vast wealth of the baby boomer generation. Wendy Liebman is the president of WSL Strategic Retail, a marketing consulting firm.
Here's this audience sort of waiting to be plucked. They've got a lot of money to spend, so they're a really big deal.
Melanie Ulrichsen is 53. She says she's fed up with products that try to make her look younger.
I don't want to be 55 trying to look like I'm 35. Give me something that just makes what I have look nicer.
One company trying to do just that is makeup giant Revlon. It has come out with what it calls the first mass makeup line specifically for women over 50, Vital Radiance. The packages have bigger print, the brushes reach under eyeglasses, and the makeup is designed for older skin. Revlon Chief Marketing Officer Stephanie Papanis.
What we want to do is make her look her best today. So that is different than wanting to try to turn back the clock.
Marketers are finding that the challenge is to market products to baby boomers without mentioning their age. Baby boomers may be pushing 60, but a lot of them are still very active, with no intention of slowing down. Companies are taking that into account, but are still offering products that fit boomers' needs. Louis Amendola is vice president for the clothing company Brooks Brothers.
Sometimes we talk about slim or fitted, and people are like, oh my God, I have to sausage myself into, you know, that particular shirt. That's not what our shirt, slim shirt's about.
Even the technology industry, traditionally dominated by younger consumers, is reaching out to baby boomers. Many music download websites feature artists with boomer appeal like Beach Boys, The Beatles, and The Rolling Stones. A consulting group, Deloitte, predicts baby boomers will dominate the marketplace by 2008. Crystal Park, VOA News.